In recent weeks, IPR has been reporting on reaction in Benzie County to a slew of overdose deaths, 6 deaths in 2 years. We've heard about everything from drug testing and education to life-saving measures during an overdose. But to the parents of one victim, none of this really gets at the root of the problem. IPR's Linda Steffen was invited to their home in Thompsonville.
This is Jacob here when he's in Pop Warner.
There are photos all over the Feckety house, here on the fridge, covering the walls of the living room, displayed on an accent table in the dining room.
The first couple of days, I couldn't look at pictures at all, but then pictures helped me, soothed me, and they still do.
This is Stacy Feckety. Her son, Jake, was 22 years old. A terrible driver, a musician, and a sports nut. He was a student at the Great Lakes Maritime Academy in Traverse City. His dad, Mike Feckety, says Jake was a people pleaser.
He just loved to be with people. The night he died, he was with his grandma and grandpa for an hour and a half. He came home, then he died. And it was a wonderful time for them and a happy time. But that's how quick the anxiety hit.
It was peaks and valleys with him, and we usually could see it, you know, start to happen, and we could head it off, and we could get him help, and we could talk him through it a lot. And this time it came out of nowhere.
Jake's parents say their son suffered bouts of anxiety and depression. They think it's likely he tried to quell a sudden panic attack that night with medication that had not been prescribed for him.
And I think that he was probably trying to calm himself down and just didn't realize the risk and the effects of prescription drugs.
But as Benzie County grows more concerned about the number of people lost to drug overdoses in recent years, the Fecketys say they don't plan to pour their energy into anti-drug campaigns.
I don't think we're going to win that battle. Education isn't going to overpower that, and I don't think you're going to have police forces big enough to overcome that battle. I just think that we have to offer hope.
Mike and Stacy Feckety say drugs are just a symptom, and Stacy says hope can be hard to find among young people, especially in a society that
tells kids to put their hope and their trust in their jobs and their money. And you know, college kids don't have any money. They don't have, you know, they're broke kids. And that was one thing that Jake really had a difficult time with is that how much debt he was getting into, you know, with college. You know, kids come out of college in more debt than we spent on our first house, you know.
In Jake's life, Stacy Feckety says those concerns compounded anxieties first caused by loss. He began struggling in high school after his best friend died in a car accident.
Part of his downfall is that he loved so deeply that he was hurt very, very deeply also. And he had quite a bit of loss in his life. It's more loss than any young person should have as far as people close to him dying. And that was very difficult for him because he did love very, very deeply. So that's another thing we want him to be remembered by is how deeply he loved.
Jake's been gone little more than a month. He was the kind of guy who would leave love notes around the house for his parents. His mom carries one in her purse. His dad found one tucked away in his Bible. And it's in that Bible that Mike Feckety says he finds his hope, especially today.
You know, my hope is in the resurrection, in that I will be alive with my son again someday, you know, and if we don't have that, we're pretty miserable people.
Since Jake's death, Mike Feckety says other Benzie County parents have come to him, scared, suddenly aware that narcotics and depression know no social barriers. Anyone is a potential candidate. The best answer he says he has is to mentor kids, to give them something to believe in. In Thompsonville for Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.